basketball coach for the Cheyenne Central Lady Indians, Curtis Martindale, joining us here on the program. Curtis, how you doing today?
I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Oh, that doesn't sound. It's not a confident answer, man. With the
well,
season
well.
Starting tomorrow.
I got back from my little baby 4-month-old checkup today. So
oh no!
It's been a trip.
Yeah, that's never good. No shots or anything like that, right?
Oh yeah, there were shots today.
Oh man, I feel. You know what? My condolences to your rest of your evening tonight, because that's not going to be fun.
Yeah. She's It's been a trip, that's for sure.
Curtis, it's the start of a new season. Your second one as head coach for the Lady Indians. What do you think the biggest things you kind of learned or are bringing back with you from first year to second year?
Thinking about this, trying to think about, like, what you want to be as a coach, what style you're going to be, what are you really going to commit to and develop as a program. First year, you're trying real hard. You're doing a lot of things. And that's where it's really the biggest difference has come from with the first year and second year. So this is the way I really love to play basketball. And you start to create your own system is, the biggest change I've seen from my first year to second year.
So what would be those systems? What are those philosophies, Curtis? What is the brand or what is the style or stamp you want to entail?
You know, when I was looking back and reflecting on last year, we had to improve our fundamentals. We were a pretty athletic team last year, and that kind of covered up a lot of our, a lot of our flaws. So this year we went back and we tried to find ways to really, make our fundamentals, and how do we teach our fundamentals, and, what are we going to teach and do? So we really took a step back and tried to figure out, how we're going to teach those fundamentals and what we're going to do to really try to minimize those mistakes. Secondly, really defensively, we're just, our brand is we're just going to play intense. We got to play with everything we possibly have. And then lastly, on offense, we just need to attack more. We've really got to find ways to get easier buckets, whether getting to the free throw line or getting some cheap offensive boards. We just got to find ways to, get those easy points against our opponents.
Coach, early season tournaments, short practice schedule. How do you handle minutes for the Lady Indians to start the season, especially with tournaments? You may have quick turnaround in games. How do you handle minutes this early on in trying to build stamina for the entire team?
We don't have a lot of numbers this year. I mean, we don't have a ton, so our kids are really going to have to come out, and we're going to have some kids that have some heavy workloads. And that's just the way it's going to be, and we're going to have to physically continue to work, because that's the way the state tournament is. So, I love these kind of three-game tournaments, because that's what it's going to be like at the state tournament. So we really start building for March this weekend.
You had a nice run into the state tournament, going into the semis, and then played toe-to-toe with Sheridan in that third-place game. Curtis, but lost a good core of seniors. What, four seniors from last year's team that have been part of the program for a long time. Now you return a couple players from that nucleus that saw a significant time with Claire and Abby. But what did that experience do for some of the players that were either got to see some action in the state tournament or be a part of that team heading into the state tournament?
Well, we took three freshmen with us that were on our state roster team. So, two of them are with us now this year, and Sammy Geyer and Delaney Murphy. And the improvement they showed from the beginning of the year to the end last year has been huge. And the improvement that we've seen so far this year has been huge, because we're going to rely upon those two a lot this year. So, just getting to that semifinal game was huge, to play, a Saturday or a Friday night game under the lights in the big event center. And know that we can do it, and we can and reach those goals. And, we played, obviously, a really good Gillette team, and, I thought we left everything out there. So that experience is really going to help us, and it's going to help our leadership with Abby and Claire, because they were out there the whole time. And, they're two of our players that really know what it's like to play in a big varsity game. So they've got a lot of, weight to carry on their shoulders in teaching our younger kids what it's like to play in that game. And, I've asked them to do that in practice. I tell them, you got to show them what it's like to be in a varsity game, no matter who you're going up against. So that's really something we could, our younger kids took away from that, and something that our older kids, our leaders, are going to have to provide for us this year.
Of course, everyone had the a late start to practice and not a whole lot of practice time before these first games of the season. How did you and your staff approach it? Did you do anything different as far as what you focused on, what you worked on, or how did you kind of approach it?
We spent more time on fundamentals than we have in a while. So, we're looking at it. It's a long season, but we don't want to make excuses. We're ready to play basketball. We're ready to play at a high level this weekend, and that's what we expect out of ourselves. So, we've had some 9 practices, or we will after tonight, of where we've installed a lot of stuff. We've done it with some minimal reps, but we still expect our kids to perform at a high level.
Ask the coaches we've had on so far, whether it be boys or girls, to kind of look at the class, look at class 4A and see where the strengths lie. And you've had the luxury, I guess you put it that, of being in the 4A East Conference for a number of years, and it may be the toughest conference in any class in the state when you're talking about girls basketball. Do you still see all the power lying on this East side with, how many years in a row has it been four teams being over there in the semifinals from the East, or 3 of the 4? Do you still see that this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're looking at our conference, we've got 2 Division I athletes alone in it, and East. They're as big and athletic as any team. So, our conference is loaded. I put our conference up against any conference in this region. I think we've got some great basketball players in this from top to bottom. So, it's a really good conference, and we're blessed to play in it because we want to play against the best, because that's the only way you're going to, figure out how to get better and how to get to that level.
Do you think playing, looking back to last year, your first year, do you think playing in a tough conference like that ultimately got the girls ready to play in the state tournament, beating Kelly Walsh in that opener and being fairly competitive against Gillette and Sheridan in the state tournament?
Yeah, you got to develop. When you're playing those teams, it's not always going to go well. So at that time, you got to develop those skills of, being mentally tough and emotionally tough out when you're out there and things aren't going well. And I think playing in those games where, I think we went 3-7 in conference, we ended up losing 4 to Gillette and Sheridan, is that makes you tougher. And you have to go in with the mindset that we can beat this team and that we got to, we have to find ways to do things better. And we know we're going to have to play a really good game and have some things fall our way. But, playing with that toughness and learning to do that, I think really helped us against, the Kelly Walsh when it wasn't our best game in the world, but we still found a way to get a W.
All right. Greeley West tomorrow down in Fort Collins to open up the season. Curtis, we appreciate it, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks,
Bye. Bye-bye. Don't envy that, though. 4-month-old checkup. Shots. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's just...